Well, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Cormick Winterow II with the Ralph Winterow Show coming to you live out of Alaska. Beautiful day today, up in the 70s, low 70s, sun shining, trees are green. I have my organic yard out there. It rains, and I let everything grow that grows, dandelions, whatever. I'm a greeny man. Also lazy, it ain't no way in heck I'm doing grass. Not where I live. Anyway, Curtis Lyson from North Carolina is going to be calling in after the bottom of the hour. And John Thornton is proceeding forward with in Minnesota, researching out, going into the different banks, credit unions, and regular banks. I don't know if he's listening or not. He might call in on the credit unions. I think he went in on the credit unions and see what was going on there. They're a little different, but it's amazing that I don't think they can legally do that, but these banks want you to go in and do a signature for the signature card and not be able to see the document. You can't make this stuff up. We're in the Matrix. I actually watched here the last 2 days, I watched all three parts of the Matrix, and what we think we know is so is a lie. As far as the government or who we are. And I'm working on modules. Esau in the Bible, of course, people are familiar with Christians, sold his birthright, lineage, and property rights. Didn't work out too good for him. That's the core problem with all of us in America. Look in the mirror, and we, you and me, are the problems, because I've done it many times, and I'll probably have to still do it sometimes under the law of necessity, sign up as a fiction in law for something that does not exist. It does not exist. The thing that I don't understand yet, and I've got about, I got 109 cases in federal court that I've downloaded. I started going through them. Haven't had the time. Thank God, Tuesday, I'm going in to get a cataract operation, a 15-minute operation. So Wednesday, should have a brand new world to be able to see instead of looking through this hazy, yellowish-tinted eye that I have working. So that's going to be great. Anyways, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I've got it in complaints from the Department of Justice, over 109 of them. Now, I've got it in a couple of territories where it's the president. So I don't know for sure yet. We're going to find out, I guarantee you. The United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, in actual reality, Congress would still be a party to the Constitution of the United States, but of course, because we signed up as and anybody that's in business knows this, the average person probably doesn't, but if you have a limited liability company, you'll sign up as administrator or something, or if there's a trust, you sign up as the trustee when you do your name. You can't just sign, you have to put the status with which in the fiction you exist. Corporations, whether you're the president or the secretary or whatever. This is why, and it's so simple, but it's so difficult for people to grasp the concept. Why do I have to keep signing up as a citizen of the United States to get a driver's license, a bank account, permanent fund in Alaska? Why do I got to keep doing that? Can't even sit on a jury. Don't they know who in the heck I am by the time I got to the jury? Mike in Kentucky, what's going on down in Kentucky? Hello?
That. I'm sure you ain't got 3 hours to talk about all that.
What? You mean you haven't got that?
Oh, I got that much time if you don't, though. I mean, I don't want to take up your whole show.
No,
well,
you ask
a loaded question like that.
Don't you?
Huh?
Don't you have what? Rand Paul as your Senator?
Yes, and I confronted him a little bit over the war on coal, and he's like, well, we're importing coal, because I brought it up that I think they're targeting the peoples of the Cumberland Plateau from Pennsylvania all the way down to the Great Smokies. I think the long-range United Nations Man of the Biosphere plan and the rewilding project and the various conservatorships they're sneaking in, they want to depopulate this area. And I have to wonder if, you know, they did germ warfare essentially on the Native Americans with the smallpox blankets. I almost wonder if the famous chestnut blight that they brought in was deliberate, because they wanted to buy out the mineral rights out from underneath of all the white people that were engaged in subsistence living 100 and some years ago.
Well, let me ask you about coal mining. I thought Trump has turned back a jillion regulations on coal mining, so you're telling me
It has helped, but since the late 1970s, they've known about this god-awful bonanza of, and I didn't know about it until I heard Kent Hovind talking about it. I had no idea the scale of the situation. I started researching it. You can find archived on the internet a 1979 article from the New York Times.
New York Times. Oh, I believe that.
You just start from that. Start from that, and you look for Kent Hovind talking about it. 200-foot thick coals of low sulfur seams of coal out there, and it only takes 1 hour of labor to get 33 tons of coal on the train cars and ship it out of sight, out of mind to China.
We know where
it
costs. Hillary, they've come right out and said they were going to shut down the coal. I mean, they didn't make any bones about it.
They did not. They absolutely did not.
That's why
Trump
is helping, right? It's to put some people back or something to work there, or not?
There's a few token coal miners that's went back to business, and there's some uptick in coal mine deaths that they're griping about now, because a lot of greenhorns have decided they're going to take up coal mining. But so there's a few people that's gotten hurt. But now the Powder River Basin between Wyoming and Montana has, for the last 7-8 years, put out 4 times as much coal as the entire state of West Virginia, and that's being not shipped. Small amount of it's being used in this country. It's being shipped out of sight, out of mind to China and places like that, where their EPA regulations allow them to pollute, and the pollution's coming back on us. As it gets up,
well, I was in Wyoming at Jim Bridger Power Plant, which is a monstrous power plant that ships power back to the West Coast, to the Green East, Oregon, and those places. Mm-hmm. 345,000 volt power lines. They had 2 of them when I worked there. Back
what's
in the
70s. What's the transmission loss to ship that power that far?
Yeah, I don't know, but they use 345,000 volt ones, and I'm telling you what, you get up around that, and everything stands up. And I looked at the research. This is one of the things that they looked at when I was working in a public service company of Colorado. They looked at the people that lived around the power lines, and there was research coming out of Russia that they had a higher incidence of cancer and things along those lines.
No kidding. And it's brought up in some movies. The distinguished gentleman with Eddie Murphy from about 1992 brings it up. These cancer clusters are showing up, and this kid shows up in his office with no hair, asking him to please investigate. The school boards around the country will slurp up that land underneath of these power lines because it's cheaper.
Well, the other thing, where I was headed with this, is that in Wyoming, there's a tremendous amount of open mining coal for that, and they have machines that are so monstrous you can't even believe it. The trucks and these things are beyond belief of how large they are.
Yep, and it's Peabody.
And there's enough coal there to last us hundreds of years.
Right, and so it's helped to put the eastern coal at a serious disadvantage, because with the exception of like the bauxite or whatever, the really high energy coal that's used in steel mills and special purposes, that stuff never did slow down. In Pike County, Kentucky, there's trains that's still running and all this time, you know, during the war on coal. But at the same time, we're importing coal. Now, what sense does that make?
But we've been importing. Look at the amount of oil, shale, and we could have been fuel independent, but it's Congress. These bastards are, pardon my French, they've been bought off, paid off, sold out, everything. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up, how corrupt Congress is. We have the stuff here to be independent. Why aren't we?
Well, all this time, they've had these pipelines coming out of Texas going all the way up into the northeast, you know, and multiple pipelines going across Kentucky and parts of the flyover country. And now they've rigged them to backhaul stuff the other direction from western New York because there's so much, several different, you know, wet gas products that are coming out of all their fracking that they're doing. But and then I think they use the same pipeline and put pigs in between the different products to where they can ship several different types of stuff every couple of miles. You know, there'll be a different product going through the same pipeline. But the, infrastructure there is, or the fracking chemicals, instead of just using salt water or something, they're using all these this crazy chemicals that are showing up in the groundwater. And it's all about hyper efficiency, you know, to try to get more productivity. Damn the environment, just get more productivity out of the wells and the operations. I mean, if they would be sensible about it, I mean, they're going
to... Well, you know, we are headed in the right direction. We have to understand that this started back actually prior to the Civil War, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal really got this cranked up. And we've had Republicans and Democrats both selling us down the river line, just like our Lisa Murkowski up here. She is such a liar. She actually went from changed from the Democratic to the Republican Party so that when her dad was a senator, got elected governor, he could appoint her to take his place. Isn't that just dang special? And then she loses the primary in Alaska Republican, and she goes out to the war hoops up here, the natives, and, oh, yeah, we'll kick in, the corporations kick in $800,000 because we're going to give you a benefit so you can live out in the middle of Timbuktu and don't have to do a damn thing. And you can have sewer systems. You can get around and have Internet TV and Internet, high-speed Internet in a village. And, oh, well, there ain't no work out there. Well, that's all right. We're going to take care of you. And then they looked at the people that were filing in the absentee ballots, and there was only a couple different types of printing on them. What do you think was going on there? And she won.
They
can't make this stuff up. It's just corrupt beyond belief.
I think that, one of the simple analogies I've come up with is a lot of wrestling fans voted for Trump should be able to understand it. It's a tag team match, and it's the people that are pinned to the mat by the establishment left and right. I mean, you know, if you put it in wrestling terms that all the Trumpsters would understand, and these billionaires that are working for, like, Cambridge Analytics, I forget the name of the company that they're slurping up all of the social media parameters or metrics that they can slurp up so that they can feed back Trump the talking points for each rally that he's at so he can scratch their itchy ears and get the electoral votes scientifically in higher resolution than ever before in history. And
the bottom line is Trump is in the valley of the death with everybody's mm-hmm. almost against him, and he's going to have to make some deals with some of these people, because I guarantee you, you can't clean out this swamp up there.
Decades of corruption.
I didn't think I would ever live to see a president that would even stand up to these guys. I never thought I'd live to see it, because he's the first one that's actually taken them on and called them out.
Well, what's the old thing from World War II? If you ain't getting flak, you ain't over the target. So how much flak is this guy getting, you know?
Oh, God. Yep, absolutely. So
he's getting enough flak.
He is, absolutely. So
he's getting enough flak to make it look like he's not.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you a taxpayer or not?
I don't believe I am because, for one thing, the definition of income is kind of shaky. And
Let me stop you. There is no definition of income with means in Title 26 that has anything to do with you. Me, there's some specific income means under some other chapters, but nothing that has anything to do with Subtitle A income taxes. Go ahead.
I think the reason that they try to get you constantly signing up for stuff every year or two is because all of the courts are being run like banks, and if your account goes dormant, then they have a problem. And then
let me ask you this: have you listened to my show before?
I've listened to it off and on, yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: Do you understand the concept of Esau and the Bible that sold his birthright?
Well, but was the contract even valid? He was under duress.
Okay, but he still lost out in the long run. So my question to you is, if you think, do you think you're a citizen of the United States?
No, because I wasn't fully informed when I was signed up for Motor Voter, and I was told I had to get a Social Security
number.
Well,
no, I know, but the question, the next question is, you're in Kentucky, so you should be a citizen of Kentucky. These
right,
are all countries. They're all foreign countries, foreign states to each other.
If you back somebody from the Secretary of State's office into a corner, they'll probably tell you, well, I didn't think there was any citizens of Kentucky left.
Well, I'm telling you what we're able to do, and we're pushing it. In Alaska, I have signed up to vote as a citizen of Alaska, and they didn't do anything about it. I went over and challenged them to get the driver's license. Because in Alaska, if you sign up to be a citizen of Alaska for a driver's license, the next statute goes to the next one, which goes to the National Voter Registration in the District of Corruption up there in Columbia. Why would I have to be a citizen of the United States to have a, quote, driver's license? Duh. Why would I have to swear on a jury? This is how I got misdemeanor charges with Rule 43 kicked out. And when they was going after me over, I was trying to find out how I knew they owned our cars. I just didn't know how. Why does every time a jury sets before a jeopardy attaches, they have to swear I'm a citizen of the United States? Or they'll usually put it the other way. Is there anybody here that is not a citizen of the United States? Why would I have to do that to sit on a jury?
Because you're under the 14th Amendment. They're trying to entrap you into that privileges and immunities. Huh?
Nope. The 14th Amendment only has application if you we found that in a conclusively proven. It's in the 1938 Congressional Record. The citizen of the United States only has application against state actors and the state law. And only Congress can enforce it. And that's the Cruikshank cases, slaughterhouse cases, and many more holdings of the Supreme Court. This is a misconception. If you haven't seen the 1938 Congressional Record, and by golly, I finally got the things out of post on my home
page. Well, is that the United States Supreme Court or the Supreme Court of the United States?
Supreme Court of the United States.
They operate under about three names, don't they?
Well, but there's only one true one. There's a different one, so anyways. Well, anyway, thanks for calling in.
All righty, thanks.
Yeah, Curtis should be coming on here.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here from break. And I don't know if, let me go back to Skype here and see if Curtis has called in yet or not. He was going to call in. He's going to talk about what he did. Anyway, I'm researching out, writing some letters to get two letters, one for Alaska for the Himes and one for the Rappert in Minnesota. And it's just absolutely amazing. And if you do not look up the term definitions, you have zero chance of even understanding what the hell is going on. You have no idea. I've talked about it before, is they are talking a very specific language where they take words and turn them into terms. And when you use the word means, I got a whole module on it by the Supreme Court of the United States. If it says means, that's the exclusive use of that. So it has to be disclosed. I went over to the borough over there. They were going to put in a 3% sales tax out here. They're trying to figure out, trying to get the their nose into the tent. And I started looking. First thing I looked at, they used person. Well, what's a person? It's not defined. Well, I know what it is. And I know where it's defined. Because you can't vote in Alaska unless you're a citizen of the United States. It says so. Well, citizen of the United States is directly tied into what? An individual. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, parenthesis A, parenthesis 2. Individual means citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. If you don't tell me those things, how come you didn't tell me person, which is in 7701A, number 1? Of Title 26 USC. I got up. I went in there and gave them H-E-double-L. I had to chuckle because there's some people that knew me. And this guy in the back, he goes over to the Last Frontier, and he was sitting there with another guy. And he said, wait till the guy with the red hat got up. And I got, they were sitting back there just in stitches. I really lit into him. I challenged him. I says, please, please file this thing. I absolutely will go in and I will sue you. You cannot put forth a document and not tell me the terms. And I happen to know what the terms are, Bubba. I don't know if it was me or whatever. There's so many. And then they wanted to allocate it to the school district. But the real issue is... they were going to have another hearing Thursday. The next day, they decided they didn't want to go no farther. They're going to table it. But I went there, and I'm telling you, it's, you see him chuckle. Just whispering. It's an epic game to them. And, of course, they're sitting way up high there like they're some elitist. Oh, boy, does that jerk my chain. I look at these people, and I say, you're the avatars of Lucifer or whatever. Of the devil, Satan. You're evil. They don't care about the people. I know somebody that got elected up here as mayor. And he said, Ralph, he says, you have no idea. See, these people are there. They got their hands in everybody's pockets except theirs. He was on the inside looking out. You just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. But the people are so gullible. That's what's so astounding about this. You just, like I say, the core issue of this whole thing is if we do not understand we have unalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence and who in the heck we are, We're never going to win the whole battle. Never going to win. Because we have signed up. I do not want my inalienable rights from the Creator as a man or a woman. I want to be a fiction in law. And that is so, that is the core problem of today. In all of these, in all of America. Everybody's got to be a citizen of the United States. And it has nothing to do except that Congress is sitting up in the clouds, if you will, overseeing that there is no discrimination in race, color, or denial of due process of law, and it doesn't reach the individual citizen. Supreme Court said so. Like I say, anybody who's in business should probably catch on to this, but most people aren't into small business. Why do I have to keep signing up to this thing called a citizen of the United States? This is something John Thornton is finding out with the banks. I want to be a U.S. person. What is a U.S. person? I don't know. Well, it's in the definition of a W-9. Well, what's that? You keep looking. It's a citizen of the United States. Why do I have to put that into a document? Why can't I just sign a simple little contract? I want you all to steal my money at the bank and make money off of it. And you can actually legally take it. And I have to sue to get it back. People don't know that, like they did over in Italy, I think it was. They don't, people don't understand that. Whoops, did I hear music, or what are we hearing here? I heard some noise there or something here come in. I guess it wasn't anything. Are we going to break? I guess we are going to break now. Okay, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keylor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Keylor Max. Keylor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871, that's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation Our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said,
Okay, we're back here. And Curtis is going to call in somewhere after the bottom of the hour when he gets next to a phone here. He has something else to... Anyways, why can't people understand this? Because it's not... We're in the Matrix. Like I say, I watched all three. I couldn't remember quite how it ended, what the deal was on the end of the Matrix. It's been quite a while, and I have Netflix now. And... it really makes it easy. I can hook, got a password, and I get on even on my iPad. I can lay in bed and become a couch bed, a bed potato. Now, I'll watch it. So, anyways. Okay. Anyway, working on putting together some letters to deal with some of these issues of getting ready to go into federal court of claims. Like I said, my homepage is going to be up here shortly. I've got the information to post the stuff on the back. I got to do it, and I'll learn it. It won't take too long. WordPress. And I haven't been putting stuff out on my email list. If you haven't been getting emails, I've been waiting for this to do it this way. But you just can't believe it. I'm telling you, this is you just can't make it up. It's so ludicrous. But people won't listen. They won't even try to understand. You ask them if they're a citizen of the United States. Oh, absolutely. What is it? I don't know. Sounds good. Why would I be something that I don't know? Why? And why is everything tied to that? Why? That'll raise a big question. Anyway, let me get here till Curtis calls in. I was looking into Rappert's case and thing, so I downloaded it. Put two liens on him up there. And so the bottom line is, you go look at these things. Well, what are these liens? What is the lien? What are they doing? You know, you just have to go look and say, okay, well, what are these liens? What do all these words mean? It starts off the state of Alaska or the state of Minnesota. I'm sorry, lien. Who is state of Minnesota? Is it defined? I know who it's supposed to be, but it's not. Richard in Alabama, you got a question or a comment here?
About the subject of citizenship, the United Nations Refugee Resettlement Department has a program to bring African migrants to America, and when they get here, they're greeted by Church World Services, who show them the ropes. They skip American immigration. The United Nations gives them instant USA citizenship, an instant passport, and Social Security.
Okay, let me stop you right there, and let's clarify that before we carry on, because we got to have a good premise here. The immigration laws in these United States, the several states, is under the plenary, which means absolute power of Congress. There is only There is only one way to become. To legally become an immigrant, not an alien, an immigrant in this country and gain citizenship in this country. It takes 5 years. You have to become a citizen of the United States of America. Not a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States of America. I have the documents. I even have a document where even in the code, Title 8, they talk about a U.S. citizen or citizen of the United States, or usually it's U.S. citizen or citizen of the United States. But you go look at the application. If two people that are American citizens who have been born in this country, in one of the several states or in the territories, are out of, like, say, in France, and they have a child, they go and they fill out with the embassy a document that says citizen of the United States of America. And those are facts. This is the forms. The thing you got to look is look at what they do behind the scenes with their forms and how it's actually written up in the law. They use the code. This, there is no such thing as a Mexican coming over or anybody else coming in. You can become a citizen of the United States immediately. Of course, it doesn't exist under the immigration laws. It's a fiction in law. They can make you do anything they want there. It's like that's what people can't grasp the concept, because the citizen of the United States does not reach individual citizens of the several states.
You're reading the code book.
Pardon?
You're reading the code book.
I'm reading the law and the holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. What's wrong with that? Do we not?
The United Nations is overruling them.
Oh, who in the hell cares what the United Nations does? They don't have any authority to do anything. Just tell them to go piss up a rope. Pardon my French. It's irrelevant what they do.
What?
They have no standing in this country. Period.
But they grant citizenship.
No, they can't. I'm telling you.
But they do.
It's only in your mind.
They
have. It's in your mind. Go watch The Matrix. It's in your mind.
They already have. They're already doing it.
Okay. And they're okay. If they granted it, I want to know the exact words that they're using. What are the exact words? Have you seen a document?
No.
Okay. Well, then it's hearsay. So we don't even know what we're talking about. You have to look at the documents. Then you have to read what authority. What are they granting? By what authority? You have to read the stuff. You can't just hear what some talk show or whatever says. They don't work that way, okay? So when you check that out, give me a call back. I'd be interested, okay?
You're not interested.
Call. Yeah, check. Get the documents. Prove it. Anyways. This is a issue that we have without doing the homework. And I'm not being against Richard in everybody does it, including me. Oh, Curtis. Are you there, Curtis?
Hello.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Ralph?
Well, still out of jail, still upright, still giving them hell.
Well, I've got an opportunity to wind that up for myself this week. I'll be in district court fighting a speeding ticket again. We'll see how that goes.
You're still driving that government-owned car?
Oh, yeah. Still giving it a shot. I'm trying to get it back, though. I'm trying to get it back. I didn't mean to give it away.
Well, it's a fraud. Actually, it's a felony. It's up here, and a gentleman in Ohio that he's filed in his court. He's working on that issue up there in Ohio, and I'm going to get to it. I've got all the stuff. I just haven't got to it. It's on my list of to-dos. But anyway, you went before the great, honest public officers in North Carolina that understand the tax laws of the Internal Revenue Service and the tax laws of North Carolina, right?
Well, that's a real gracious statement to say it that way, but I went before the Department of Revenue. What they realize or think is contrary to what I read, I'll say that. They have pretty much the same assumptions that the man that was speaking about citizenship.
Did they define any of that? You asked them for a term.
They won't talk about all they'll say is we disagree with your interpretation on every issue, don't matter what it is. The law is irrelevant when you get there, and I knew it was going to be. I've been through that three or four times now. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how, I don't, personally, I don't see how people can just wantonly deprive you of what the law says without considering what the law says.
Isn't it very definitive in North Carolina that you have to, there has to be a determination by the federales before
Absolutely.
They can move?
No, it's everywhere. It starts out with the income tax return. The only people that have to file income tax return or residents required to file a taxable income tax return up for a taxable year under the code. It's that term taxable year is everywhere. But I couldn't hardly get by any issue. There's five different statutes that are really pertinent with North Carolina, and they won't address any of it. They just, and while I was there, the lawyer that they had in the room, he was going to give me a history on taxation. I went there with a dispute. I didn't go there for a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get anywhere with that. I just wanted to get a recording of it more than anything, and I did that. But it's the most frustrating. Our general statutes are very clear, and it's so frustrating to try to talk to people that choose to be idiots.
I might
do it. No, if somebody was everybody there. The woman that was in charge of it, she was probably wearing a $1,000 dress, and the attorney was probably driving, wearing a $1,500 suit, and everybody there had on a $500 or $600 suit. There were five people there in the room, and if they were paying me $150,000 a year or however much these people make, I would hope not, but I might would go along with what I was told. If there was enough, I would hope not, but I'm not in that position, and I'm glad I'm not.
But they wouldn't answer any questions that you
not
about the statutes or the agency. So what do they talk about when you brought these up? What do they say?
Pretty much every issue is we disagree with your interpretation. Every issue, and these statutes are written. Just like I said, they're unambiguous. Every resident required to file an income tax return for the taxable year under the code. That's the only people that have to file. And that's pretty, so why are they bothering me? That just off of that one sentence. And then right behind that, they have another statute. That's 153.8. And then at 159, they have another one. This says a federal determination, and it gives me 6 months to file a return after a federal determination. So I'm not late yet. I've already been charged the penalty for being late filing.
So do you ask them about where the federal determination was? What do they do?
They determine it themselves, but they have no authority for that. And you can quote 6020B, where they have the authority, where the federal government has authority to file a substitute for return, and ask them for their authority, and can't get anywhere. Question them about the terms. I gave them it was your memorandum, as a matter of fact, about interpreting the terms. there's no room for interpretation. It's all it's about is the words mean what they say they mean. If they define a term, it's an exclusive meaning.
Right, so if it said dog means cat, then we need to be talking about cats.
Absolutely, but they won't go there. If they obey the law, they wouldn't even have me come to Raleigh. And at one point, she wanted to cut the meeting off in 30 minutes, and I drove down there 3.5 hours for an hour meeting. They just wanted to get me out of the room, and they would prefer I'd not come and just taking a telephone interview. It's nothing about due process of law. Nothing about it. The law is irrelevant when you get there. They've already got a preconceived notion about you're not paying taxes, and I can't have my check if you don't pay my pay your taxes. That's pretty much the gist of the conversation.
But the bottom line is, then, so the statutes are irrelevant. It's what we think. It's sure. irrelevant what the terms are or what the North
Everything
Carolina statute says or anything.
Everything about it. There's several places. Everywhere you look, it requires a federal determination, and everything is limited by federal determination. It says in 1241.10, 105-241.10, it says a taxpayer is liable for additional tax only if the additional tax is the result of a judgment related to the federal determination. A proposed assessment may not include an amount that is outside the scope of this liability. So why am I there? There's no federal determination. And then it defines a federal determination as a determination or a correction by the federal government. So what are they trying to determine it for? And you show them that. We were sitting there with the general statutes right in front of us, and I can just point to it, and then, well, we don't agree with what you're saying. What do you agree with? There was one point where I don't cuss, but you can't help. I exploded one time and said a cuss word or two. I don't see how you can deal with ignorance like that. I just don't.
It ain't ignorance. I think it's evil. It's like talking to the devil.
It's Lucifer himself.
Hey. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just don't know. How do people do their fellow citizens like that? How can you get to the point? Well, the same thing. Even a policeman. And I'm not against a policeman. I'm not. But I don't see it. I don't see how you can swear an oath to the Constitution that says you have a right to life, liberty, and property, but you can't use your car. There's an oxymoron there. There's some confusion in the game. If I have a right to liberty, why can't I use my property?
Except it ain't your property. That's the core issue.
Well,
I
understand it, but somebody should be able to look at that. They should be able to take the facts and say something's wrong.
Right.
And I'm just aghast by this. Though, every time I turn around, I'll be honest with you, and this is a shame to say, the criminals aren't the people that are making it up. The criminals are the one that are executing it.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that have to just
do you know they're
their head
waging
in the sand.
War against the laws of the United States, and you know what that's called?
Treason.
It's called treason.
Yes, sir.
That's what they're doing.
And I don't know how do you change that? There's your music.
Hold on a minute. We're going to break. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and we have Curtis on the line. I guess Wisconsin, Merv, if he call back, if you had a question for me or for Curtis, you can call in. What's one to do with these people?
I wish I had the answer. Oh, I really do. It starts out with a fraud. The documents they send that initiated the proceeding, they're called proposed assessments, and on the proposed assessment, the law requires that they give the basis for the proposed assessment on the document, and the document says on there taxable income from your federal return, and we've not filed returns in 25 years. So the initiation of it is a fraud. Everything from then on is a fraud. If you start with a fraud, you can't undo it. I brought that up in the meeting, and the law requires that it be on that proposed assessment. The basis for the proposed assessment has to be it. Let me pull it up. The statement of the basis for the proposed assessment must contain the following. And it says the basis for the proposed assessment must be on the notice. And the basis they list is taxable income from your federal return, so it's a fraud. And so if they were going to proceed with that document, they'd have to start over with a new document with some kind of new information that they were proceeding. And the woman always says that the secretary can do it off of the best information available, and that's what the law says. But it also says there's got to be a federal determination. So you can't just read the law and leave out what you don't like. You got to read it all together. You know that.
And, yeah, they won't go there though, will they?
Can't touch it. But if they do, I wouldn't have been in Raleigh.
I was listening in when you asked them about withholding agent, because that is the constitutional side.
They wouldn't even discuss it. They wouldn't even discuss it. That or taxable year, even the attorney there, when I first got there, I asked him, I said, what tax is at issue? He didn't have a clue. Not just the attorney, but nobody in the room, five people there. Nobody knew what tax it was. And North Carolina mixes up wages and taxable income. And you know as well as I, one subtitle C, one subtitle A. So these people they're just doing, which the same thing goes on when the federal government sends you a notice. They try to mangle subtitle C and subtitle A, but they'll always drop it. When you get back to the 620 or 6020B, they'll always drop the subtitle C every time they've done that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But because they know it's wrong, but they'll try to push it by you until you bring it up, and then they'll drop it.
See, this is the thing that's asked backwards now. Since we're in the land of Oz, we're in the fictional world, so they just keep throwing stuff, and we have to know enough because they throw this, throw that. I mean, it's just like, so we have to get around and try to drag them back to reality in the Matrix and bring them to the. To the reality, and they won't go there.
Sure.
Because they can't.
It's your responsibility to prove they're wrong. I went there to have them verify the proposed assessment. And their whole argument was, you've not given any information to discredit it. I don't have to prove it's wrong. They have to prove it's right.
Right.
In the real world, but not in the administrative world. The administrative world, you're guilty till you can undo it.
Right. Everything, you're guilty. You have no rights, no remedies, no constitution. People can't grasp that. Just like Alaska, we have bonding in here. It says you have to have two sureties if you're a public officer. Two sureties if you're going to handle money and stuff. They have to be against your property so that if you screw me, I can get around and go against your property.
Sure.
So I argued this with them down there. They said, well, it says right here in the rules of court, all the judges and everybody's all bonded. I said, did you ever read the state of Alaska bonding document? I read it. You know what the bonding is? They're mere employees, and they're bonded. These people are bonded so that they steal from the state of Alaska. The state of Alaska is covered, not we, the people. It's totally in opposition to Title 39, an official bond, like if you actually had the authority from we, the people, as a citizen of Alaska.
I've been through that here in traffic court, the clerk of court. None of the clerk of courts around here have a bond. The sheriffs have a proper bond with Lloyd's of London. But the sheriffs will, the clerk of courts don't. They have an employee bond with the state. And it's like you say, it just protects the state against some misdeed by the clerk. But it's only an employee bond. The clerk of court's an elected official. So the employee bond an employee's exclusive of an official. One excludes the other.